Okay, so here we are. So the for many studies of mezuzah, this is actually the starting point, in that you got to figure out what size room or what is the requirements of a room that needs a mezuzah. So here we are. So the first page, Reish Samach Gimel. So there is one sif that we didn't, and we did cover it, but we didn't quite cover it, inside. And that is the issue of two sukkos of the yotzer, that the people that are in the people that work in the field, so or not in the field, in the shuk, mean they have like their shop in the back, and then they have the area in the front where they sell things. So you have a sukkah in the back, and then a sukkah in the front. So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sukkah, here on page Reish Samach Gimel in the Beis Yosef, so he says, Meimer de Rabbi Leiv, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Actually, we got to see that's enough. The Dibur Maskel of the Beis Yosef is, Shtei Sukkos Shel Yotzrim, Zulif Nimizu, Hapnimis Chayeves Vachitzona Petura. So the inner one is Chayev, because that's where he spends all of his time. And the outside one is Pater. So then the outside one where no one really is, or that's where he goes and meets clients, so that's going to be putter because he's not really spending his time there. So Rashi explains there. Pirush Rashi, Kachi Derech Yotzrei Kli Cheres. This is how the Kli Cheres people worked, or the potters. B'yameyem Osehem Lahem Shtei Sukkos. They used to make two sukkos, two huts. Zulif Nimizu, Bipnimis Hudar. So they would live in the inner one. I don't know if it means that they live there as much as they like spent all their time there. Umatznia kidorosav, and that's where they stored all of his pots, right? Uvachitzona, and the outer one, who osim malachto, that's where he did the work. Who osim malachto umotzi kidorosav limkor, and that's where he took out the pots to sell. So pnimis chayeves b'mezuzah, mishum d'chol diraso ba, so the inner one is going to be chayev in mezuzah, because that's where everything is. V'achitzona petura, d'lav dirahi, she'ina asuya el letzeis v'lavo derech sham, l'hachni sham tagrim. That's only where people go and they bring stuff, but that's not really where he stays. So the uparach b'gemar, so the gemara asked, but wait a second, but the havichitzona kaves shar lipnimis. He says, well, wait a second. So maybe it's not chayiv in its own right, this outer sukkah, but it should be chayiv because of its, because it is the base shar for the inner one. So he says, well, if it's chayiv mezuzah, mishani mishum delo kaviyah. He says, well, yeah, but he's not, it's not koveya. It's not established there as being his place. So the, where are we here? So the, take a quick look in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch, and then go back, I think, page 4 in the source sheet. So he comments here. Dun, 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 dun. There we are. So the Shulchan Aruch really just quotes what we did. Sheikh Sukkos Zu Yotzim Zu Lefnim Zu Hapnim Is Chayeves Vachitzon Peturah. So the inner one is going to be Chayev, and the outer one. And the outer one is going to be Pater. So the Shach here makes a comment that the Chaf Beis, he says, Kachi Derech Hayotzim. That's what they would do. B'yameichem. Shehayu lehem Beis Sukkos Zulutnimizu. Pnimus Hayadar. Matzniya Kedei Rosav. Hilka Chayeves. So therefore, the inner one, you're going to be Chayevan. V'chitzona Hayosim Alachto. Motzi Kedei Rosav Limkor. That's where he did his work. I'm not sure where he does the work, meaning his work that he spent all time there, but he spent all his time in the inner one. So I'm not really sure what that means. But he wouldn't reside there. Hilkach petura, therefore he's pater, and it's not like a beis shar. Why? The kviya tashmisho masha'en kein hacha, because there it was an established place, as opposed to here where it's not. So it's unclear what that means, but it's I'm not sure what he's referring to here. That's what it seems to me, yes, but it's not a permanent structure. If it was a permanent structure, it would be an obvious answer. It sounds like it's a temporary structure, but it was left up for a while, like, during the fair season or during the summer season.
Did you say something about it's a room within a room or something when we started?
Right, that's what it sounds like. There's the back room and the front room. So the back room is where he stores a lot of things. It's, right. Maybe he even lives, it says Darsham, maybe he lives there temporarily. It's like, he goes someplace for the fair that's a couple of weeks or a couple months long. Maybe that's what it's describing. So it's not really a permanent place. So therefore, because it's not a permanent place, even though it requires a mezuzah because he's there long enough and he's living there long and it's not going to obligate a beis shar mezuzah. It's not going to require the one on the outside to come in. So I'm not sure how, where that is, you know, how you extend that to other halachos today of like things inside of other things, that it's not really a permanent structure. You're not going to have one in the outer one for the inner one. Not really sure. But anyways, that is the halacha of the Shtei Sukkos. Okay. And now we get back to the Beis Yosef, somewhat controversial here. So if you go back to page 2, I guess, on the source sheet. So let's start. Let's do the tour. The tour itself says a beis she'enu mekora o she'en bo arba amos al arba amos. That if there's no roof, so roof is going to be next week. But if there's no roof, or there is not 4x4 amos, so pater. So it's exempt from mezuzah. So room is too small, pater. V'chasav haRambam, and the Rambam says yesh bo l'raveya arba al arba, that you should encircle 4x4. That afal pishahu agul o b'shel chamish zviyos, that even though it's circle or it has five corners, chayev, it's going to be chayev in that case as well, right? So what does it sound like? What's the tour describing? It sounds like he's describing, well, you tell me, a 4x4 area surrounded by a circle, right? That's, I think that's what he's saying. Vein sarach lo marshim archu yosa arachu. And certainly, if its length is longer than its width, that's going to be chayev. Kevin sheyesh bo l'raveya arbal arba, because it will be able to encircle a 4x4 area. So okay, so the way okay, so the way that's the way most people understand the Rambam. That's the way the Rush understands the Rambam as well. See, let's just continue on. We'll see what the Rush inside the post. Beis Yosef quotes the Rush outright. He says, "My father, the Rush, kasev she'enu chayv elim kein hu meruba arba al arba. It has to be a square 4x4." Abay she'enu makora pater v'miksasu makora miksasu. Okay, that gets into the roof thing. So now go to the bottom, to the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef here quotes the Rush in total. He says it's a brice in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, where it lists a whole bunch of things that are required, that in order to define it as a place, it requires a 4x4 amos. Now, it's in Sukkah because the thought is that it includes Sukkah. Now, we don't actually paskin that way, that a Sukkah needs to be 4x4 amos. We require Sukkah to only be 7x7 tefachim, but it lists a bunch of other things that are required to be 4x4 amos to be considered to be a place. Like, for example, how big does a house need to be considered a house for the purpose of extending your Eruv Tchumim, right? The space, the how, like where the city limits end in terms of where the houses end. So if it's 4x4 Amos, so that's considered a house to extend whatever city or village that you are in. So the Rush comments on that, the Hilchos Mezuzah, that Afal Pisha B'chola Sfarim Ein Kosev Ela Bayis She'en Bo Arba Amos, that even though it just says Arba Amos, Rif garis she'imbo arba amos al arba amos. The gears of the rif is that it's 4x4 amos. So I was like, really? That's what the Gemara doesn't say 4x4 amos? So I looked up the Gemara. The Gemara says 4x4 amos. So if you look here in the footnote says that's also in our text of the Gemara as well. Meaning what the Rush is suggesting is that the Rif's girsa crept into our text of the Gemara. Incidentally, one of the chayrims of Rabbeinu Gershom was that I'm not sure I ever heard this before until I listened a couple weeks ago. One of the chayrims of Rabbeinu Gershom is that you're not allowed to correct a text of Torah Shebaal Peh. Meaning any old text, you're not allowed to correct the text. Which, meaning what? Meaning isn't that what the Bach and the Gra, isn't that what they did for a living? So, yeah, but they didn't correct it in the text. Right, it's the hagos of the Bach and the hagos of the Gra. Right, it's their notes on it. So Rashi also sometimes Rashi, what Rashi says is the new girsa changes the text of the Gemara, and sometimes it doesn't. But and the truth is whether the chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom actually was already took effect when Rashi was writing, it's also a little unclear. The Rabbeinu Gershom was not so much before Rashi. But anyways, that is one of the chayims. That's a chayim of Rabbeinu Gershom. Meaning, what was he trying to avoid? If someone comes along and has a svara and says, no, it shouldn't say this, it should say that. So I'm just going to change the text. So Rabbeinu Gershom said, no, that's not a good idea. We're going to maintain the text. You have the right to suggest what you think is the correct text, but we're not going to just have this Wikipedia article or this Google Doc that's just going to go from person to person to person with everybody changing the text as they see fit. So anyways, I never heard that before. I think I listened to it on Rabbi Lopiansky has like a biography series that he does. Sounds like they do like like Malava Malkas every once in a while in his yeshiva, and he picks somebody from the past to talk about. So he did Ravinu Gershom. So anyways, interesting hara. Anyways, so the Rush also adds in. I'm sorry, so back to the Beis Yosef. Anyways, the mistaber de lo chazi l'dir be in an acher, meaning it's not going to be fit for a residence unless in any other way. Meaning it's not 4x4 amos, so you can't really live there. And not like the Rambam wrote. Why? Because the Rambam wrote, Shimaya arko yoser al rachbo, that if you have the length wider than the width, ho'il v'yeshbo arba amos al arba amos, chai v'mezuzo. Why? The arba amos al arba amos be'inon l'chol duhu. L'chol hanahu d'kach chashi v'braisa per kama d'sukkah. And not like the Rambam said, where the Rambam said if you have a length wide, longer than a width, because you have, it sounds like 4x4 amos, meaning what? So Sheldon's going to say, well, you have 4x4 amos, meaning 16 square amos, right? That's the way you want to say it. And that's the way the Rush understood it as well, right? That's what the Rush is saying, the Rambam said, that it's 4x4 amos squared, but if you have 8x2, right, 8x2 is going to give you 16 as well, right? That would also be considered large enough to be considered ra'oi l'dira, right? And that is what he says here. So, v'zel lashon ha-Rambam, But this is what the Rambam says. And truth is, maybe instead of reading it twice, just take a look. I put the Rambam on the source sheet, I think. Number 5, page 5, maybe.
Is there a Tosfos in Sukkah that talks about a round, the size of a round?
No, the Gemara itself talks about a round, around Sukkah, about
sort
being...
Sort of comes up with pi and...
So those suggest. I mean, they don't actually come up with the number. They come up with they actually multiply it by 3, which is going to come up short. You know, they realize that it comes up short. But yeah, they're trying to figure that out. So on page 3, you have the Rambam here. So the Rambam himself, Halacha Beis, what does he say? There, Bayi she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos. If you have a house that is not 4x4 amos, patur min hamezuzah. V'im yesh bo kedei l'raveya arba al arba amos b'shava. But if it can encircle 4x4 amos, even though it is a circle or 5 corners, and certainly ve'ein sarach lomar shim haya archo yeser al rachbo ho v'yishpo kedei l'raveya arbos al amos chai v'mezuzah. Because it can encircle a 4x4 amos area, it's going to be chai v'mezuzah. So now, after seeing the Rambam, how do we understand the Rambam exactly? Right? Is the Rambam saying the 2x8 thing? Or is the Rambam saying that no, if it's a circle, if it encloses a 4x4 amos area, so that's kosher too.
Well, because you can't really live in an 8x2 area. You have to have like elbow room, I guess.
Or just simply say that's the halacha, meaning the halacha Moshe Mishinai, meaning that's the din. The din is that a 4x4 amos area, you need to have 4x4. That's it. And that's what the...
You have to be able to walk 4x4, right? I mean, if you have a circle, you're not going to be able to walk 4 amos along the edge.
No, so the circle, what Rambam is suggesting, again...
It has to encircle a 4x4 square.
The circle has to encircle a 4x4 square. Right. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush might be is that no, a house isn't just defined as containing a 4x4 amos area. A house is defined as 4x4 amos with corners, right? If there are no corners, that's not good enough either. I mean, you could suggest that that's what the chiddush of the Rambam is. So that's not the way the Rush read it. That's not the way the Mechaber read it. That's not the way the the Gra read it, as we'll see. They all assume, like the Rush assumed, that there is a machlokas, that he is disagreeing with the Rambam. That the Rambam says it's 4x4 amos regardless of the computation, meaning 16 square amos, or, it would be whatever it is, inches, I mean, whatever the number, 7,600 something square inches, right, no matter how the area is divided. While the Rush says, I think it's 4x4 amos, and that's it. So now, how do we paskin then, right? With the guard, so at least you have, according to the Rush, a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. I'm merely pointing out, and we'll see that I'm not the only one, that the Rambam might not actually say that. The Rambam might actually agree with the Rush, Right? The Rambam doesn't. It's a little unclear that the Rambam really means a 2x8 area is going to be considered large enough. Right? All the Rambam is saying is a 4x4 area, and if it's surrounded by a circle, that's good too. And if it's five corners, that's good too. And if it's width by length, that's obviously going to be okay too. Right? So, anyways, how do you Right, so that's what I'm saying. The Rambam, so the Rush believed that what the Rambam meant is he's just going for area, 16 square amos.
I don't think so. I think he's going by 16 amos square.
Ah, so 4
amos square. 4 amos square.
Right, right? Correct. So that's
circular, as long as within it is 4 amos square.
Right. So that's what I'm pointing out is that that's not necessary. Right. I'm pointing out that that's what I think. I also read the Rambam that way too. I'm just saying we're not in very good company because the Rush, the Beis Yosef, being Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra all read it the other way. Right? Now we're not total loners here, as we'll see. But the way the Rush sets it up is, I think it needs to be 4x4 amos, while the Rambam holds that it needs to be 16 square amos, regardless of what the dimensions are. Okay?
I mean, you could imagine a room that was 16 feet long and 1 foot wide.
Yes.
Room. So maybe that wouldn't be the
middle, because... Okay. So we'll get to it. Our post can that say that, no, that even according to that read of the Rambam, that we're saying, the Rush's read of the Rambam, which is actually how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, it needs to be a minimum of seven tefachim wide. Where do they get seven tefachim wide from? Well, that's the minimum size of a sukkah. So there are some who, I think in the Agora Olacha, so he quotes some that say that it is a minimum of seven tefachim wide. So it needs to be at least, an amma plus.
Six tefachim in an
amma? Five or six, depending on which area of Shas you're learning at the time. I think standard it's 6:1, and I think in Kutchim it's 5:1. I think there is a sugya that says that. So anyways, so the Beis Yosef continues on. It says it's an interesting point here. So how do we pass in between the Rambam and the Rush? It says Olinyan Halacha Naktim Karambam. We're going to pass like the Rambam. Why? The Halo Palig Aleha El Harash. Because the only one disagreeing with the Rambam is the Rush. The Lishna the Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Shalom Yemenu Harash, which the Rush learned from. It's not clear. The Chol Sheyeshbo L'Raveya Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Bichlal Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. But anytime you say, because if you're going to say a circle enclosing a 4x4 Amos area, obviously that's going to include a 4x4 Amos area. So the Chol Sheyeshbo L'Raveya Kein Roi L'Diru. So if it's a circle, so then it's Roi L'Dira. So then what would be the Chiddush in that? That's what the Beis Yosef says. He says, I agree with the Rush's understanding of the Rambam. And then we're going to paskin like the Rambam over the Rush. I mean, we're going to take the Rush's understanding of the Rambam and then paskin like the Rambam instead of the Rush. Okay? So how does that then carry over to Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, we see here, Shulchan Aruch back to page 4 in the source sheet, Sif Yud Gimel. He says here, Bayis she'im bo dalad amos al arba amos. If it's a house that doesn't contain a 4x4 amos, putter. Right? V'im yeshbo kedei l'raveya dalad amos al dalad amos b'shava. And if it could contain 4x4 amos, even though, or the equivalent, b'shava, or the equivalents, afa pisha archo yeser arachba oshu agul o bal hezevios chayiv. Even though it's bigger, its length is longer than its width, or it's a circle, or it's five corners, it's going to be chayiv. Which sounds, I mean, through this here, he seems to be quoting straight up the Rambam, but we do know that the Kesef Mishnah agrees with the Rav Yosef Karo, because in the Rambam himself, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Rambam disagreeing with the Rut, or the Rush disagreeing with the Rambam, and the Rush imposing his interpretation of the Rambam. If you take a look at the Gra here at the bottom, Gra Yud Gimel, he says V'im Yeshlo Rambam, meaning the Gra says that's the Rambam Shita, Aval HaRush Cholik Alav, but the Rush disagrees and requires an actual 4x4. Now, I don't know if that meant that the Gra, I'm not enough of an expert in how to read Biur HaGras to know if, does that mean that the Gra is actually paskening like the Rush over the Rambam? I'm not sure. But what would that mean if you're paskening like the Rush? Where'd you go? Ricky? Oh, there you are. Crawled under my desk and came went out the other side. All right. So so the way the Shulchan Aruch is read simply, again, by most, is that if it's a 16 square amos area, it's going to be chayiv in a mezuzah, even if it's not 4x4. Even if it's 8x2, it's going to be chayiv. That's the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shachir points out, Shach Chaf Gimel, he says, V'dasa Rasha inu chayiv in mezuzah elim kein hu miruva dalal dalal amos. But the Rush held that needed to be 4x4 amos. Well, the Vishah Kasav Beis Yosef din Aktina Ka Rambam, and the Beis Yosef said, we pass on like the Rambam, dal lo polig ala ela harash, because the only one who disagreed with him was the Rush, right? Lo Haven. He says, I don't really understand that. Kan ela divrei harambam. Aval be'emes gam das Rabbeinu Yeruchim besof sefer adam ka Rush. He says, truth is, there's others. Rabbeinu Yeruchim also holds like the sefer, like the Rush. V'chasav shekein tafsu ikar. And he said that is the main thing. So al korchach nir adyesh lekvoa below bracha oshivarech mitchila gam al acheres v'yehi daito gam al zeh. So says the Shach, so if it's a 2x8 area, so we're going to say, like the Shulchan Aruch, that you should put a mezuzah there, but we're not going to make a bracha on it because of the doubt of the Rush. Okay, that is the...
This is unique to mezuzah, right? Because in other applications, like distance you can walk or something, it's 4x4, or tumah getting through a one tefach, it has to be a square.
Very good. Very good, very good. Did you hear Shir on this recently or something? How do you...
Well, we're doing that in all of us. We're doing... Go through a tefach square instead of a square tefach.
Okay, very good, very good. Wow. So with Rabbi Weiss, that's the...
Yeah.
That story. Okay. Good. So that's the way I remember when I learned Tilchus, that was the way we learned it. So Machlokas Rama Rush, if it's going to be a 2x8 area, so you're just doing square inches... Right, we pass them like the Rambam, or at least, again, the Rush's interpretation of the Rambam, that it's a 2x8 area, you would also be chayiv just like you are in a 4x4. But of course, out of deference to the opinion of the Rush, we're not going to make a bracha on such a mezuzah. So I did say that there are some who disagree, and claim that that's not even the correct reading of the Rambam. Right? So that is found in the Taz. So the Taz here in Tafresh Lamed Dalad. Now, it says tough, I think the page I put on, it says tough reish lamed hay on top, because it's a very long taz that's continuing from the previous page. So the previous page is in Hilchos Mezuzah, right, where the name of the siman is shelo tiyeh pachos min sheva al sheva, that it shouldn't be less than 7x7 tvachim. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if it is a circle, it needs to have at least enough to encircle a 7x7 area. So, so the Taz here explains, right, and he points out as well that the Beis Yosef says that, and therefore the circle from end to end, right, if it's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, so therefore the circle must have a circumference of 29 tefachim. Okay, so that's what, radius? Radius is, I always forget, radius is halfway or radius is the full way?
Half.
Halfway. So radius times pi, or it's...
Diameter times pi would be...
Okay. Okay, so good. So the diameter is saying is 7 tefachim across. So 7 tefachim times 3 and change. So 7 tefachim pi times pi equals... 21, so he's getting you to 29. Because I think in the Gemara land they interpret it as 4. I think 4 lechumra and 3 lekula. They don't have a 3-point blah 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 blah.
And he's talking about the circle that's circumscribing the square. So
right.
The diameter is the diagonal of right. the square, not
right.
the side.
Oh, okay. Right. So it's going to be longer than 7. That's how you do it. So 9 times 3. That's how they're doing it. So 9 times 3. That's how they're coming with that number. Okay, so anyways, so the Taz continues on here and says, so I have here on the top about from Ravina, the first of the wide lines on page, 5, I think, is what we're on the source sheet here.
5? First of the wide lines.
Page 4, I'm sorry. Page 4. So page 4 in the Taz, so the first of the wide lines, not going to be so easy to read. So the Taz is on the right side, but then comes underneath. So we're actually the bottom, the first of the wide lines, three words from the left side. Right? It says Vine Natik Ubari. No, page 4. Oh, it is page 5. Okay, page 5, right. So page 5. So say Vine Natik Divrei Abeis Yosef Yerdei Asim and Reish Pei Vav, right? V'chasava Rush. So we're going to quote here from the Rush, right? V'hilchas Mezuzah, V'shakol Sfarim, Ein Kasuv Ella based in Ba'ayish Embo Dalet Amos, Patrimi Mezuzah. The Rif says that it's Dalet Amos of Dalet Amos. Okay, you know what? We could, that's a quote of the Rush that we read already. So, right, so Mashma, the last word on the sixth line down is Mashma, Medivri Beis Yoshi from a farish to Ladas Harambam, Sham, She'ein Sarach Dal Al Dal Bribua, right? Sounds like from the Beis Yosef that he's explaining that according to the Rambam, you don't require 4x4 squared, Linyan Mezuzah, El Kevin She'eshbo Kolkach Shetucha Lasos Bimenu Ribuya, She'ebo Dal Al Dal, so long as you can make a square 4x4 and that it will be equal, V'chein Shetucha Lasos Bimenu Ribuya, so as long as you can make from that space a square that would be 4x4. V'chein mashma shehiven rabinu hatur sham shekasav v'chasav haram v'sheish baro rvei adal adaf v'shehu ogul, right? V'efshar and the Rush also kasav she'enu chayiv elim kain humru adal adal adkan l'shon. Meaning that's the way we understood it. V'tamesi harav al ksos einayim shari isi l'rabu seinu. And the truth is, I'm not sure who the Rav, maybe the Bach, I'm not sure who he says, but I don't understand how it could be that all their eyes were closed, all the eyes of the Rebbeim were closed on this. Because, Heyach, Heyvinu, Harash, Biachrav, Hatur, Beis Yosef, Medivri, Harambam, She'ein Tzar, Shia, Dala, Baruchav, V'dala, Baruch. Meaning, how did they understand that the Rambam doesn't require for a 4x4 area? Because that's what they require here. Here you require a square. A 7x7 square, but still a square. Right? Kamosh Kazu Divri Beis Yosef Atzmukan. Shnosan Shir Chaf Test Tvachim. Plus he gave the Shir of 29 Tvachim. Kamosh Kazu Besu. My Beshavad the Nakad Ramam Shehu Shalul Tzorach Lefi Havanasam. Besu Lama Kasar Ramam the Ain Tzorach Lomer Shimaya Arko. My Pshitusa the Zet Tve Me the Kamai. He says, and when the Rambam says, well, and certainly if it was a, if the width was wider than the length, certainly that would be okay. Why is that so obvious? If all you're doing is trying to achieve the area of 16 square amos. So he says the Taz, V'adavar barur shagam harambam sirile debina dafka b'rivuya mamish da'al al-dai. So I think the Rambam also held that you needed a 4x4 space linyan mezuzah. V'ahenu denakad lashrim b'shavan nizar shalo yavinu midvarav de lo b'inan rivuya mamish. And the fact that he talks about a circle is just telling you that it doesn't actually have to be a square. El sheyesh bo be'igul kol kach shetuchel etzarif alasos ribuya. El dafka be'inan shehe be'igul be'emes ribuya dalet al dalet belit zirif. Rather, and he's just telling you that the circle is not just enough to measure it out, such that you're going to have the same area. No, you need the circle to contain within it a 4x4 space without any additions. El shelo tiksha dim kim shita dechayv mezuzah lahachi kasav apa pisha in lo zavis. But don't say, oh, well, then it's obvious it's going to need a mezuzah because it has a 4x4 area. The Gemara parakam the sukkah. The sphere lady beugol the bagula psula sukkah kevin she'ein lazavis afal pishiyish barubuya kashir kamashmalan. That's just telling you the din that you that doesn't require it to be a square. A circle would be sufficient. So we're in decent company with the Taz. At least I was felt better. Was in decent company with the Taz that the Taz also holds that even the Rambam holds that you require a minimum of a 4x4 area. Okay, which then perhaps opens the door to be a little bit more makel. Now the truth is it's a little hard to test out because we're always going to say, well, put up a mezuzah without a bracha. I mean, we're still with halacha l'maisa with regards to a mezuzah. We're still in the same place where we started. I mean, you're going to put up a mezuzah without a bracha. The question is if this is going to extend then to other areas of halacha, as Sam pointed out. Wait a second. This dalet al dalet, right? So here we're going to say, oh, 2x8 is considered dalet al dalet, and we're going to be machmir and put up a mezuzah. Would we also be makel and allow you to use such a space, for example, to extend your tchum, right? So that's where we get up to the next page in the source sheet, right? So the Chazon Ish, here. All right, so the Chazon Ish goes from one page to the next page, right? So we start at the bottom here. Dalid. What?
The Ish Chazon.
It says on top, Ish Chazon, right? Right, the Ish Chazon in our case. So the he quotes here, Kasav HaMagin Avram, Dalid. Right, the Dalit Amos al Dalit Amos Amu Beveis Shemis Avir Shem Im Ha'ir Hainu Mirubayim. Right, the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to a 4x4 house, which we're talking about to extend the city, it needs to be a square 4x4. Uve Mishnah Bura Bevir Halacha. Right, Arba Kasav Achronim Hisigo Alav. That everybody argued on the Magen Avraham. He says, wait a second, but in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Mezuzah, Shestam Shulchan Aruch Karambam, that we pass like the Rambam. On the Kfar Hichri, right, but yet you pass like the Rambam. So why are you, which means that 2x8 should be sufficient. But Va'amlam Kfar Hichriya Hataz, but the Taz already argued on this. Barayos Machrios Dishiuro Dalan Amus Bruvos. That the Taz already brought pretty clear rayos that the Rambam also held it needed to be four square amos. V'chi gam, sorry, four amos squared exactly. V'chi gam harambam sover kein, and even the Rambam held that. V'hal hilchasa kibasrai, b'makum shereyusehem muchrios. And we paskin like the later authorities when they have good rayos. Meaning, we're going to have the Taz against the Shulchan Aruch, says the Chazon Ish, we should pass it like the Taz, because we follow the opinion of the later one when he has good proofs. Vaflefi mashe peirush harash, divrei harambam, yishlanu litfos divrei harash, shehu basra. And even though, when we have the Rush explaining the Rambam, right, when you have the Rush against the Rambam, that too, we should pass him like the Rush, because the Rush held, Rush was later than the Rambam. Vilkach ein lazus kam midivri amagin of Ramish, ein lahakel bepachos midalad amas adalad amas. So therefore, it says the Chazon Ish, so therefore we should paskin like this Magin of Ram, that it needs to be a full 4 amos by 4 amos. If it's not that amount, so then that's not going to be large enough to extend the city. Okay, so then he continues on, interesting, he says, in the Chassam Sofer also, in Simon Reish Pei, Lidchos Rayos HaTaz, the Chassam Sofer took a shot at pushing down the Taz, right, in which case, according to the Chazon Ish, we should pass like the Chassam Sofer over the Taz. So he says, Dilmanda Amar Dalet Amos Be'inan Meruveya, De Mezuzah Machmerina Tvei. He says, maybe the fact that Dalet Amos needs to be squared, maybe we're going to be more Machmer in Mezuzah. Meaning, says the, what do you want?
Open it.
This'll.
No, open the big part.
You mean like that?
No.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't spill it, though. So, the Amar Gimel, so he continues on here, right? Machmir and Tveit. Vaha, the Tapir, the Amar Gimel Amar Aleph, Mantana, right? Which it says in Sukkah, Andaf Gimel, right? Havi Matzi Lameimar B'li Tameich, means according to you. Okay, which got to go into the Gemara and figure out how that fits in. But it says the Chazon Ish, V'tamua, V'chi Hadavar Masur Lanu Halo At, right? What, was this thing passed on to us? Halo At Torah Masur Lanu Mirvina V'Ravashi. He says, what kind of Masorah is that? Right? We have a Masorah from Ravina V'Ravashi. And the Gemara there says, right, doesn't make any distinctions. Lo Amru L'Chalik B'Mezuzah, right? From Mezuzah, from other things. Meaning, he suggests, the Chassam Sofer suggests, that, well, it's true, that maybe by other areas of halacha, such as by Tchum Shabbos, we're going to say it needs to be 4x4 squared. But in mezuzah, we're going to have a special chumra that needs to be 2x8. Says the Chazon Ish, where would you... What are you doing? Okay. Right? No. This, you have to take this to the bathroom. Okay, it has to be some. So therefore, the Chazon Ish suggests. Through this sounds, reading from the Chazon Ish, it sounds like he's not even so convinced that a 4x4 amos space in Hilchos Mezuzah requires a mezuzah. But nevertheless, the Chazon Ish says that yeah, maybe in Hilchos Mezuzah we'll keep it l'chumra. That's what he says at the end here. But l'kula, we're not going to rely on the pachos midalad al dalad and allow it for Tchumei Shabbos. Okay, so that is the 4x4 sugya there. Any questions, comments, observations on that so far?
So where we come out is that if it's not 4x4, we put up the mezuzah.
So we do, yes. The minhag is The minig is two. I would argue that one has the right to maybe be makel under some circumstances in that case. Some of which are going to follow now because there's two in that may be keeping that Chazon Ish in mind might have actually be maybe even motivated the Chazon Ish to maybe be makel in another case that we'll get to soon. Yeah. So it ends up being a kula, because if it's 2 by 8, the Rambam would say to put up a mezuzah, and the Rush would say you don't have to. So Chasam Sofer suggests that Hilchos Mezuzah, there's a reason to be more machmir, like the Rambam. There's a reason why the Rambam was more machmir in Hilchos Mezuzah than he was in other areas. So which the Chazon Ish says, who says? Correct, right. Yes, yeah. Right. So, good. So, suggests the, okay. So now we, oh, there we go. So now we continue on here with the Piskei Tshuva. So this Piskei Tshuva is perhaps one of the most expensive Piskei Tshuvas in Hilchos Mezuzah. Piskei Tshuva... So back on page 4, and the pages on the pages of the
page 4.
Okay, so back in Hilchos Mezuzah here. So Piskei Tshuva in Yud Aleph says as follows. So Piskei Tshuva is the bottom left. So page 4, bottom left, Yud Aleph, about 8 lines before it gets wide. So he says they're Dalet Amos. So B'Sefer Chamudei Daniel. So this Chamudei Daniel is is quoted pretty regularly in Hilchos in the Piskei Tshuva. Certainly in Hilchos, we saw him a bunch of times in Hilchos Sefer Torah and Hilchos Mezuzah and other places. I don't believe we actually have the Sefer, but I believe somebody went around and collected all the quotes of Chamudei Daniel and published that as what we have of the Chamudei Daniel. But anyways, the Chamudei Daniel here is quoted here in the Piskei Tshuva as saying, Nira dafka base dira tzarech dafka shei dalet amos al dalet amos. Says Chamudei Daniel, it appears to me that only if it's a base dira does it require to be 4 amos by 4 amos. Aval base shar umir peses vegina afilu leis behu dalet al dalet chayvin. But if it's a porch or a base shar or a gun, even if it's not 4 by 4, it's going to require a mezuzah. Okay, so that is a big chumrah, meaning which is pretty much accepted. Now I'm not sure. What's he saying here? He's saying that where do you need a dalet amos area in the place where you live? But if the mezuzah is not being motivated, or I don't know, motivated is the right word. If the mezuzah is not being caused because of a base dira, but rather for one of these other reasons, so then it would not require to be dalet amos or dalet amos. So a base shar would not require to be dalet amos or dalet amos. Mir pesas, egina, right? So they would not require to be dalet amos or dalet amos. Okay, so we definitely assume that way with regards to the base shar, meaning when we have a door leading to another door, so we learned that already, we do not require it to be dalet amos or dalet amos. And then here's the bigger chumra. He says, va'od nira, and I also think, v'mishiyeshlo bayis gadol, that if you have a large house, v'yeshlo chadarim ketanim, and you have small rooms, laniach sham chafetzim, to leave things there, right, things that we call a closet, d'chayivim b'mezuzah, that they're also going to be chayiv in mezuzah.
Even smaller than Arba-Bar.
Even if it's 4 by 4, right. Even if it's less than 4 by 4, that's going to be chayiv in mezuzah. Because a 4 by 4 is only if, plus you need a place to live, it needs to be at least 4 by 4. But once you have your place to live, you just have other rooms, so the purpose of those rooms is not to live in, the purpose of those rooms is whatever those rooms are being used for. And therefore those rooms... No. He pretty much erases the whole halacha, because he's saying that, well, if the room has a good use and that use is usable when it's less than 4 amos by 4 amos, so then that should also have a mezuzah, because that room has its purpose and that purpose should require a mezuzah, right? So that is very good, right? So it sounds like either every closet needs a mezuzah, or at the very least, every walk-in closet needs a mezuzah. I mean, it's something that if you're never actually going to get in there, so maybe that doesn't require. But any walk-in closets, according to the Chamuli Anil, would then require a mezuzah. So what if people do people assume like this? They do if they have extra mezuzahs. when I go to people's houses, I tell them that this is a chumrah. Sometimes I tell them it's a chumrah, and I think it's really only a chumrah if that room actually has a use. So, for instance, if you like a walk-in closet. So a walk-in closet, if it's 4x4 amos, then it's 4x4 amos, then it would require a mezuzah. But if it's less than that, and we'll see in a moment that it's a little hard, it's a little difficult to measure a walk-in closet, how what exactly counts towards the space of a walk-in closet. But assuming if it's a little bit less than that, so if it's like a room that's used, so like, for example, I was in a house once. The guy put his desk in his walk-in closet like that. he got some quiet from the kids. He's got his desk. Have to be like a mansion. This guy's house, and his desk is in his walk-in closet right off his bed, off his bedroom. So that could be a thing. The wife and the husband are on different hours, and one of them reads in that room when the other one is trying to sleep. Something like that. I mean, there actually is sort of a use of that space. So then that space, then I sort of urge or encourage the chumrah of the Chamudi Daniel while saying that it's a chumrah. Right? As I tell people, it is a chumrah. Now the truth is, if you're not going to assume like the chumrah of the Chamudi Daniel, don't worry. There's still hope for you, because you could also paskin like the chumrah of Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? If you go up the page, and this is another one that everybody quotes in a specific way, but the truth is, I've read it, I don't know, dozens of times. I still have trouble really reading what he means exactly. But if you read the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the second line, so it's above the Piskei Tshuva on the page, right? So the second line there, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos Pater. Meaning what? The Hainu Demitzad Asmutso Pater Mi Mezuzah. Now, if it's not 4x4 Amos, so then you are, then you're Pater. That room is pater mi mezuzah. Aval becheder shelifnim mecheder sheyotz mecheder. But if you have a room inside another room, which you call a kamarchi, which I assume a kamarchi is some term for a closet or something like that, sheyotzim,
what?
A closet, right? Sheyotzim mecheder hagadol lecheder hakamarchi. That you go from the big room to the closet, right? Hapesach, hahu chayv mezuzah. Right, that door is then going to be chayv and mezuzah mitzad hagadol sheyotzim mimenu, because of the big room which you are leaving from. Meaning what? Derech pesach zu lecheder katan, through this door to the small room, v'yehi nidon cheder katan ka'avir. So then, what is that small room? What is that small closet? That small closet is as if you're outside. So now you walk into your little walk-in closet, you do what you do there, and then you get your clothes, and now you want to walk back into your bedroom. So what do we call that? You are now walking from a makom petur to a makom chiyav. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the my time of chayiv ki ilu yotzi mi pesach zu l'shuk. Like, it's like that door goes out to the shuk. So therefore you would have a mezuzah on the right side going back into the bedroom.
Right.
Right? So you have a closet off of the room. So then you would set up a mezuzah going back into the large room. So this Rabbi Kiva Eger is somewhat of a collector's item, although Rav Schechter holds certainly like Rabbi Kiva Eger over the Chamudi Daniel, and he might even hold Rabbi Kiva Eger Miyakar Adin. I'm not, I forget. I forgot when I heard about that. But
There's no other entrance into this closet, right?
Right.
You can only get to the closet from the house.
Okay.
Similar situation of going to a garden, right? That you're coming in from your garden into your house, even though there's no other exit.
So that's similar, meaning Whoa, 1 second. If you have a garden, if the only way to get to the garden is from the house, then A, that's another machlokas as to which side of the mezuzah, which side of the door to the mezuzah goes on. Going out to the garden, going back into the house. Now there is a big shot. I mean, what's he saying? Or Hegel is saying that when you go into this closet, it's like you're walking outside. So now you're turning around and walking from outside back into the inside. You should have a mezuzah on the right side going back into the room. Now there is a big kasha on this for Hegel, which I'm not sure any I've ever heard a great answer for. Can you think about what that is? There's a big question on this. Or, I mean, maybe Rabbi Akiva Eiger would even say this should require one too. They didn't really exist in his day. Okay. No, but that's okay. That's okay. Think about another room that you have. But he's saying the closet doesn't count as a room. So you're walking outside. Now you're walking back to the room that's chayv. But think about another room in your house that does not have a mezuzah on the door. The bathroom. So according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you should require a mezuzah going from the bathroom back into your house. I mean, you don't have a mezuzah on the right door going into the bathroom. Have a mezuzah on the right side from the bathroom going into the house. Right? So that, I don't think anybody does. And that's a question. Man, that's a kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's like, well, wait a second. So why not? I mean, you take that to its logical extreme. So then you should be chayiv in that case too. In our house in Phoenix, the second house, the Akatio house in Phoenix, So the master bedroom there, you walked in, there was the bedroom, you walked to your left, and there was a very large bathroom, like very, very large. And that room had shower, sink, and a bathtub. And then the toilet was in another room. There's like another door that led to the little toilet area, which was pretty small, right? You remember that? Okay, and then there was also a large walk-in closet coming off of the bathroom, right? So now what do we have? We have a large walk-in closet that was dalad al dalad coming off of a bathroom. So I actually put a mezuzah on that door, going from the bathroom into the closet, because I said, first of all, the door closes such that you wouldn't actually see it from the bathroom. And second of all, I'm not sure that room didn't even have a toilet in it. So it does have a din of a Beis HaMerchatz, but I'm not sure even that, but the Beis HaMerchatz was always behind the wall anyways, meaning the shower was really, there's a door there, so it goes into another room. So I did put up a mezuzah on that door, on the closet door that came off of a bathroom, a quasi Rabbi Akiva Eiger din here. But maybe even Meikar Adina would be required. So anyways, that is so that's the Machlokas Chamidu Daniel versus Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When I do people's houses, I tell them both are chumras. You know, if someone wants to do it, you know, there's certainly what to do. I know of certainly people that are machmir on both of these. Certainly, if you own the house, there's more reason to be machmir than if you rent the house. But those are the two chumras of the Pachos Midalad Al Dalad spaces.
So if you have a large closet coming off of a bedroom.
Right.
You don't want the mezuzah in the bedroom, right?
Oh, so that too. So that depends which way the door goes. You can have a mezuzah in the bedroom. It just needs to be covered appropriately. You need the right cover for it. I think once you have it covered, I don't think there's like a chumrah not to do it.
But would you have it inside the closet?
You could. Conceivably, you could. But I'm not sure you mean me. There is ideal of putting the mezuzah as close to the front as possible. That's the first halacha that we learned. So to
the doorpost of the closet on the inside, right?
Yeah, because you're coming from the closet into the bedroom, so
right.
Right.
Inside the closet. Right. Right. My impression is that of these two chumras, I think more follow the Chamudi Daniel over Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger has his fans, meaning Rabbi Schefter held Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe even Meikar Adin, that might be required. Okay, then the final thing is that we're really out of time. The other key halacha here, we'll do coming attractions, is the last couple of pages here, the issue of how do you measure, what counts towards the 4x4 space? Meaning, what about a refrigerator? What about a boiler? What about a washing machine? What about a counter? What about an island, a sink? All of these things, right, do those diminish from the measure of 4x4? Or are they included in the measure of 4x4? Right, so that is a question that is not, you know, is not resolved. Truth is, it's not really discussed here in Shulchan Aruch at all. They didn't really have built-in counters, during the time of Shulchan Aruch. But this is, I guess, the best time to talk about it. So I guess we'll pick up with that, Mirza Hashem, next week. Right. All of these things. Kalim. And does it matter whether it's connected to the wall or connected to the floor or not? Or if you have a pit? I mean, the Igor of Valach talks about if you have a pit in the middle of the room or you have a pillar in your room, right? So some of those halachos might be different from one another. So we'll save that, hopefully, for next week. All right?
Thank you.
All right, good night. I think I'm off to do a pickup here.